you know, the all cap name, it does, it's just a symptom of the problem.
Right.
If you...
Okay. Good evening. My name, sorry we got off to a rough start. Good evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this fourth day of February, 2016. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business, is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Government Empowerment Guide on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of my homepage. Our guide has been viewed thousands of times since it was posted 2 years ago and is now in its ninth edition. We keep adding to it as more info and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. I have to apologize. I have been unavailable to do the show several Saturdays this month. I have a close relative who's had a critical medical emergency that's been sort of ongoing all of January, and has really taken all my focus away from other things to address with my address the problems that my family member is having. I do believe things are under control and I should be back on schedule, knock on wood. So I'm happy to be back doing the show. I did have an opportunity to listen to last week's show. And if you're a listener of this program for any length of time, you will not be surprised to hear that I disagreed with much of what the guest had to say. I have investigated his point of view. In fact, I even posted an article that he put on Wikipedia. I snagged it off Wikipedia before they took it down, and it is on my website. I'll have to go back and look as to what the name was. The gentleman's name is L.B. Bork, and he has done some excellent research. There's no question about that. But listening to his interview and other things that he's written and said, it does seem like he's gotten stuck at the 14th Amendment, because he wrote a book about it called The Red Amendment and doesn't seem to have advanced into the age of the Federal Reserve bankers and what they've done to our country since 1913. The 14th Amendment, folks, was just the opening chapter, although there were things that went on prior. But it was not a done deal. Everything didn't stop. This whole thing that we're dealing with right now is not all based on the 14th Amendment. Much, much happened after that. That was at the time of the Civil War. Many things have happened since then. So I'd like to bring some of that to the listener's attention because I absolutely agree with Mr. Bork's conclusion that we don't seem to be coming together in this movement. I have noticed that. I find it unfortunate. I even had a discussion with John Stapmiller about it one time and was surprised to learn that John attended a meeting, I believe, at Jekyll Island quite a few years ago, and all these legal beagles who've been studying what's happened to the government, what's happened to our legal system, a huge number of them came together at that event. And according to John, who was there, they couldn't agree on much of anything. And that is a problem. Why that is, I believe the best explanation I've heard why so many of us have different points of view, someone described it as this is a train that's going down the track with many cars. Many people discover there's something wrong with our country, there's something wrong with our money system, there's something wrong with our legal system, and they start doing independent research, and they get on this train in different cars with different knowledge. So no one is on the train from the beginning to hear everything. What happens is people are taking bits and pieces, very much like the blind men, five blind men describing an elephant. They all felt a different part of the elephant and concluded something different as to what they were encountering. That's what I've seen over and over and over in this movement. And I don't know that there's a solution. I did at one time, but I didn't get very far with the suggestion, try to get as many people as I could to read Melvin Stamper's book and use that as the basis for finding ways we can all come together. I think that Melvin Stamper, who was a law professor, he also worked for the government. He also had an independent business. When he got involved in studying what had happened, he also spent many years, but he really came down to describing the bankruptcy and the birth certificate and how the people were made surety for the Federal Reserve notes. So before I get started on what these clips of Melvin Stamper, I want to read to the listeners just to get everybody's mind refreshed as to what really happened and why we are looking at the form of government we are looking for. This one wonderful paragraph of Melvin Stamper, I've read it before, but I'll read it again because it's so jam-packed with good info. In the 1950s, the Uniform Commercial Code was adopted in most of the states as a means of unifying the generally accepted procedures for handling the new legal system of dealing with commercial fictions as though they were real. Security instruments replaced substance as collateral for debt. Security instruments could be supported by presumptive adhesion contracts. Debt instruments with collateral and accommodating parties could be used instead of money. Money and the need for money was disappearing, and a uniform system of law had to be put in place to allow the courts to uphold the security instruments that depended on commercial fictions as a basis for compelling payment or performance. All of this was accomplished by the mid-1960s. The commercial code is merely a codification of accepted and required procedures which all people engaged in commercial activity must follow. And basically, the corporate government that we have in place is, they're all engaged in commercial activities. So let's listen to the information that L.B. Bork provided the listeners last week and see if we can figure out what it is he's trying to say and what piece of information he's missing. Could we hear the first clip, Ken? Ken?
Anyway, my number one rule of law, or how to study law, is don't read case law. Mm-hmm. It's dangerous. If you don't know the law, you don't know what they're saying or not saying in many cases. So,
true.
Anyway, you know, it just told me that this is sitting here for 120, 30 years. and no one's talked about this. That tells me that everything out there is engineered to keep people ignorant, and they parrot things. Everything in this movement is parroted. And, you know, by design or by ignorance, that's the way it works. Mm-hmm. And that's why my book is so different from everything else out there. It still is, but people are still, like I said a minute ago, the internet's it's a distraction.
Okay. He's talking about his book, The Red Amendment, and he did his best to try to sell the listeners on that book last week. I don't know what to say. All the stuff out there in the internet is worthless. That's just plain nonsense. People have uploaded documents. People have put congressional speeches on YouTube. To say that everything out there is nonsense and that the only good information is going to come from his book, I think that's just arrogant beyond belief. And he's got a 360-page book he's trying to sell, and after listening to this interview, I have to tell you, the last thing I would do is go out and buy that book. First of all, people aren't going to read 360 pages, and secondly, Melvin Stamper is more up-to-date and is talking about when the UCC came into our country and how it's affected our legal system and our money system and our government. This is so much more up-to-date and is so much more information to help us cope. So I believe that, number one, L.B. Bork is wrong about all the information out there being bad, all internet available information being false. That's simply not true. Okay, let's listen to the next clip.
With a lot of people, they don't understand the nature of the Constitution. I mean, there's people that are here in the United States, but even immigrants, they don't even know their state constitutions. This thing's so, it's Marxism is what it is. Mm-hmm. The elimination of borders, you know, Jack McLam, who I also was on his show a couple times, I think he was on my show a couple times also. Of course, you know, he passed away a few years ago.
Right.
He wrote Vampire Killer 2000, which he talked about a few of these things, the state borders being erased and things. But, you know, after I started researching these things, I go, they're already erased technically. You know, the federal government is now a nation within the United States, not exterior to the United States. And the states are now, you know, looked at as quasi-counties of the right. federal government.
Correct.
And so technically the state borders were kind of erased, but Jack mm-hmm. didn't talk about that. I don't know where he got his information from. I never asked him, but this is all directly from the Communist Manifesto. Elimination of borders, and these goofy anarchists are useful idiots for this agenda. They've shifted from the Marxist or communist, dogma to this anarchy now, which is just a shift in their program to cover things up. And, you know, a new set of useful idiots, as we know through the whole 1900s. There was, just a lot of communists as used as useful idiots. And as I'm on that subject, you know, my book is called The Red Amendment, and that is a direct reference to the 14th Amendment. And, you know, if you go through most of the information in the movement, that's what I call the movement, quote unquote, for lack of better words, for a description. You'll not see anything about this, really. You know, the 14th Amendment or the Civil War was to install Marxism. And they were leading up to it, even before that, the Susan B. Anthony stunt in the 1850-something. You know, they were trying to get the women's right to vote. That's all Marxism.
Right.
So they were starting all this way after the War of 1812. And, you know, my book doesn't really cover pre-14th Amendment issues, but I kind of hint in the book, because when I wrote the book back in 1999 is when I released it, you know, I was afraid to even talk bad about the Constitution then. You know, people were telling me, oh, you can't call Americans communists. They're not going to buy that.
Well, I think calling our country communism, I know there's some people who call it communism, and there are others who call it collectivism. And what we really have is the New World Order. What we have is tyranny. We have slavery and genocide. But it's all being done in the name of commerce. It's commercialism is what they're doing. And it's all behind the scenes of the whole nine yards is the international bankers. So I don't know what, you know, maybe there is some relationship between Marx and the international bankers, but certainly the Rothschilds and the international banking cartel don't care much about isms or philosophies, or what they care about is owning it all. As Ronald McDonald has said on this network many times, they own it all based on the toxic currency. So, this to me, the distraction is L.B. Bork talking about communism. When they control the money, sadly, they can almost control everything. And when they got control of the legal system, which happened around the same time as the passage of the Federal Reserve Act, the American Bar Association, which is nothing but an arm of the London Bar Guild, which was started by Rothschild. When they got a hold of the legal system, they, at that point, an army of lawyers were able to pass laws and determine, their judges would be determining what is legal and what is not. And that's the pickle we're still in today. And I don't know that I would call that Marxism, because, these judges, they're all probably Freemasons. I don't know who they answer to, but they are all administrators of a commercial court system. That's what's in place today. Now, he talked about the states and the state constitutions. He didn't mention the bankruptcy. So let me read this little section from page 59 of Melvin Stamper's Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. Quote, massive registration of property through United States agencies, including the states of the union as instrumentalities of the federal government in bankruptcy, assure the United States and its officers and instrumentalities, the states, that they would become wealthy beyond their wildest expectations. And that is when that bankruptcy occurred, and they finagled to get each and every state signed on to the bankruptcy of 1933. That is when things changed radically. I agree that they did change with the passage of the 14th Amendment, but when they rolled all the money system into this bankruptcy and the bankers became the trustees of the bankruptcy, Ronald McDonald is right. That's when they claimed to own it all. So we'll be back after this break, and we'll listen to another clip from last week.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars.
Whitney, and you're listening to In Defense of Humanity, and we've been talking about the ideas, the thoughts, and the writings of L.B. Bork, who was on last week. He said some things that I believe we can prove are just blatantly not correct. Sadly, I hate to do that, but it's confusing for people when you listen to one train of thought and you start to understand how the thinking is and how this really is commercial enterprise, and how the UCC and adhesion contracts really control our legal system and the registration and the licensing. You start to figure that out, and then you listen to someone who completely takes it off in another direction, back to the 14th Amendment. Well, licensing requirements, all of this stuff came after the bankruptcy of 33. So, yes, it's true that they had ways of controlling the population, but when they put together, they made the people the enemies of the state and put the money system together with the birth certificates, took the people's gold, that's when everything really turned around for us in a very bad way. But before we go on, I'd like to remind the listeners that John and other Arby hosts have been exposing the money monsters like no other network ever has. They have left no doubt as to who the real perpetrators of the ongoing war against humanity are. It shouldn't surprise anyone, however, that those benefiting from the money masters' schemes and crimes are not going to advertise on RBM. So it's up to all of us to provide the funding necessary to keep the Republic Broadcasting Network's boat afloat. We need support. This network is not inexpensive to run. John does a great job. He's got some great employees. One of them is the producer for this show, Ken. And I appreciate what he does. You have no idea how helpful he is behind the scenes, as I believe the other producers or board ops are for other hosts. So to support RBN, I'm going to give you three choices. You can call 1-800-724-2719, dial extension 1, and just tell the secretary that answers that you would like to make a donation to RBN, and she can help you in any way you need help. Or you can send a check to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I believe that address is on the RBN website as well, if you didn't get it. And the third way is to go to the republicbroadcasting.org and look on your computer. There will be a donate tab. Click on that tab, and they have two options for you. You can either make a one-time donation, or you can make a pledge. Any amount would be appreciated. It's we're not saying we only want to hear from people who have lots of money to donate. Even a little contribution can help keep this network going. The last thing we want to lose is RBN. There's so much truth on this, so many things that are said that are not considered politically correct, but are correct, that you need to have a network you can go to hear the truth, and RBN has been doing a good job. So with that said, I think we're probably going to go to commercial pretty fast. My goal was not here to just tear apart someone who I think is a competitor, because I'm not selling anything. He's not my competitor. And I just don't want people to get the idea, the wrong idea, that the whole thing was said and done and it's all based on the 14th Amendment. Now, I know there are people on this network who've talked about the 14th Amendment, so L.B. Bork is wrong if he thinks he's the only one. Thomas Lacovetta talks about it. There are many others who've been talking about the 14th Amendment, and so I don't know where he gets the idea that he's the only one. But it is a part of the puzzle. It is not the final part of the puzzle. It does not explain what happens in our courtrooms. It does not explain what happens when they demand you get a license to own a dog. It does not explain why you have to register your vehicle. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be back in about 5 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Listen to another audio clip from last week's show with L.B. Borg. I think this is...
We talked a little bit today about you and I having an impact on what we do. You know, I, of course, have exposed this, and they seem to be accelerating every year even more, which is what makes me upset, knowing it's working together. And it's just dividing us up more, and the Internet's allowed them... Like you said, with the YouTubes and stuff, it's all distraction. Yeah. And you mentioned the attention span of people. I put a paper together. I'm kind of floating around here, but it's called Internet Wasteland. I wrote it to make people aware the Internet's full of disinformation. Active 1871 is just ridiculous nonsense. A woman named Lisa Giuliani wrote a paper to confuse the movement. Kind of, you know, after my book came out, they started doing things like that to move people away from the 14th Amendment to distract them. Because that
so
is
what was the name of her paper? Because I've seen a paper that I thought was pretty good. So what was the paper that the article was?
I don't know. America's a Corporation, maybe, which is... It always was, so that's a distraction.
Right,
you know,
okay.
It's just nonsense.
Well, we've been a corporation, certainly, since the Civil War.
We can talk about that.
Yep. Okay, well, please stay tuned. You're listening to In Defense of Humanity with Ingrid Castle and L.B. Borg.
Okay. We talked a little bit.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Today about you and I having an impact on what we do. You know, I, of course, have exposed this, and they seem to be accelerating every year even more, which is what makes me upset, knowing it's working together. And
did we play this one before? Ken? Hello? Okay.
Island Makers Project, that was something I came up with a few years ago based on the division of the movement. It's got a lexicon and things. We're going to be creating a new database and listing all the people that are problems in the movement that are dividing us. That's what Island Makers means, you know, division, creating islands so we can't get together and unify. People think they're getting their free information off the internet, and it's all bad. I haven't seen anything that's right out there for the most part. So we really need to get that established. And, of course, there's the Red Amendment site, which is the book. Mm-hmm. And that's got all the information. That's redamendment.net.
Redamendment.net.
Nah, we do have redamendment.com, but it's forwarded to .net. So.
Okay.
But the main site is the PAC Alliance site, and I didn't mention that one. For some reason, it's not on the list. Why is that? Maybe I missed it.
PAC Alliance,
that's the main site. It's on the other page. That's the main
PAC,
site.
When we say PAC, it's P-A-C, without a K. It's P-A-C Alliance for People's Awareness Coalition.
Right. And the People's Awareness Coalition was supposed to be lawful nationals. You know, I started this. I did the research on nationality. The movement was going off citizenship in the 90s when I got into it, which is wrong. Then we can talk about the citizenship issue when we talk about the corporate issue next hour.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. So, again, he doesn't think the citizenship issue is an issue. He somehow believes we're going to restore our nation states, which sounds good in writing, but excuse me, they all signed on to the bankruptcy of 1933. Now they're all corporations. Now they're all taking federal grants. They're all doing business with the federal corporation. The agency network that started in Washington and again during the permanent state of national emergency that's been ongoing since 1933 under Roosevelt, he started this vast network of agencies to manage the emergencies. And that network has grown to 450 agencies. There's an EPA in Ohio. There's an EPA in Washington. So what we see is they've encroached into state government through the agency network. And they are making rules and regulations and trying to impose them on us. So I find it unlikely that when we've got these vast network of corporate agencies in each state that we're going to find a way to restore the state national status. That may or may not be doable. Without some outside intervention, I don't see how that can happen. Okay, let's listen to the last one then. This is the longest one, and it is the last one. I will take callers in the second hour to hear what you people think of this and the ideas that have been tossed out tonight. So, let's listen to the last clip of L.B. Bork.
Nevertheless, the Roman lawyers succeeded, as we have seen, in securing the recognition of corporations within the domain of private law. Mm-hmm. The 14th Amendment allowed this to flourish, just like some noted the Roman Empire did. Mm-hmm. And that's what destroyed Rome, in my opinion, when they gave corporations powers that the people had. And as you know, there's a lot of this straw man crap that runs around the movement, which is all nonsense. The law of persons, if we're going to have a civil law system, which, you know, that's what my research has brought up. There's a division there. But the law of persons is what governs, you know, govern the states before the 14th Amendment even. So there's really nothing wrong with the person law system. In my opinion, it's this corporate domination of incorporating or allowing corporations to have the rights of people. And, you know, unless you know these things and can delineate how law works, it's people don't get it. It's really not that hard to understand. You know, corporations are legal entities, and so are people. And I have no problem with that. It's how the law is written that makes the difference.
So, okay, question. Wait, let me just break.
Yeah.
We believe that corporations can only contract with other corporations, so they've mostly incorporated us through our birth certificates.
No, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
Yeah, why is that wrong?
Because your birth certificates are an instrument with the state and has your name spelled in all caps. That's actually been a designation for corporations for a long time, is the all capital, putting someone's name or a corporation. It's always in all capital letters.
Yeah, but that's neither here nor there, really. That's been twisted, too. I talked about the Roman systems of status in my book, and then the next thing you know, the movement's taken it and twisted it all around. The Roman law or the Roman lettering system was on all caps back then. They didn't have upper lower case. So we're dealing with just details of the law that have nothing to do with these theories that are floating around. And they didn't start issuing birth certificates in all the states until the Roosevelt period, really. So the law is what makes the difference, not all these goofy theories that are out there. They had control over people before the birth certificates. So that's another distraction. And that's why I say everything in this movement is nonsense. It's distraction, and they put out...
Well, it was incremental. Certainly it was incremental. You have to understand that, because there was a Federal Reserve system. And to the Federal Reserve, in 1913 was the institution of the wanting everyone to get a state birth certificate rather than just enter it into a family Bible.
Yeah. It's just
that
more...
That was all done at the turn of the century.
But I'm telling you, they had, if you murdered someone or you had duties and rights under the citizenship of the state, the birth certificate doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Taxes, it's not the birth certificate that makes you liable for the income tax. It's getting the Social Security number. That all's wrong information. I'm just... stumble over my words here because it's so frustrating, because it's all garbage.
I want you to clarify it for the listeners, so I'm going to be asking you those kind of things, because they hear a lot of different information on Republic Broadcasting Network all the time, so you need to be able to clarify some of these things.
Like I said, there was a law that controlled people before that even happened.
Yes, okay.
The civil law is in the law of persons. That existed before the 14th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So the birth certificate issue wasn't an issue then. They still had control over people.
Okay.
It's, like I said, it's a law, it's a private law that they passed that governs people.
Mm-hmm.
And the 14th Amendment, like I go over in my book, it says right in 14th Amendment Section 4, like you said, it's incremental. They set it up with that. It said the public debt shall not be questioned. They were already setting up the system of debt prior to the Federal Reserve. That's what people don't understand, that the Constitution is the foundational law for the United States, and that's what controls everything. The 14th Amendment gave him permission, or the foundation or opportunity to create these federal corporations that are predicated off mixing the person law with the states and the federal government. They couldn't do it before that. That's why they needed that tool in the Constitution to be able to do that. That's what my book goes over thoroughly.
Right. Well, once they establish you as a U.S. citizen or a federal entity, and they have control, jurisdiction over you as this U.S. citizen, then it leads to all these other things.
Yeah. Here's one thing I like to use that just destroys all this straw man stuff and whatever. If they indict someone, let's say a bank is robbed, for example, and they have four suspects, they know two, but they don't know the other two. They put John Doe in there. They don't care what your name is. They have jurisdiction over that person anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the indictment's going to say John Doe, and they'll fill in the blank later after they find out who it is. Mm-hmm. So all this, the stuff with the cap letters and all that, it's just, it's a red herring. Mm-hmm. I've talked to people that go to court. They start arguing that, and the judge will, or the prosecutor will say, well, I'll just go rewrite this, and I'll use upper and lower case and just continue on. Because that doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, the all-cap name, it does, it's just a symptom of the problem.
Right.
If you want to call it that. And it's, it does, you know, a legal entity, like I said. There's no, I don't have a problem with legal entities, you know, it's the system of law. What are we going to use otherwise? Mm-hmm. You know, in a complex world, are we going to go back to, like, the law the Indians used?
Right.
With all this, you know, mercantilism, which is basically why we're in this mess, it is mercantilism.
The rest of it. Well, I thought it was convoluted and confusing, and he sounds very much like the others who say, and many have said this, that after the passage of the 14th Amendment, they gave corporations personhood, okay? Before then, they didn't have it. It is true, from what I've read, there were a lot of lawsuits, and corporations were demanding personage status. But as things went on, and we go into, he admits that the birth certificate came out during FDR's administration. Yes, indeed. He doesn't acknowledge that there was a bankruptcy involved. Okay? And all of a sudden, it changes. And we've got this birth certificate requirement and this bankruptcy requirement. Now, again, in Melvin Stamper's book, I'm going to read a quote. This is a quote that came from the private papers of Woodrow Wilson, and he was quoting Colonel Edward Mandel House. And when you hear this, it's sort of scary because this is exactly what happened. Soon, every American will be required to register their biological property in a national system designed to keep track of the people, and that will operate under the ancient system of pledging. By such methodology, we can compel people to submit to our agenda, which will affect our security as a chargeback for our fiat paper currency. Every American will be forced to register or suffer not being able to work and earn a living. They will be our chattel, and we will hold this security interest over them forever by operation of the law merchant under the scheme of secured transactions. Unquote. It is that birth certificate that he says doesn't matter that creates the straw man or the legal fiction person. And we've talked about this show many times. What happens when a mother tries to get out of the hospital without signing that pledge, which is otherwise known as a certificate of live birth? They absolutely go nuts. So he's wrong about that. And his John Doe story is all about the presumptions of the court. If they've got him there and he doesn't rebut the presumption, they will presume that he is standing in for some trust. And when they ultimately get his name, they'll give him a different name. But they don't all of a sudden make him a living man or woman. We're going to go to break pretty soon. When we get back, I want to give you four examples of what the significance of the word person is that L.B. Bork seems to be completely unaware of.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to In Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney, and tonight we're reviewing the writings and opinions of L.B. Bork, who was featured on this show last week. He is talking about personhood, well, and he's talking about Social Security and birth certificates. He is unaware that today, I think since the late 80s, they started doing it, every birth certificate is connected or assigned a Social Security number. So it's not voluntary anymore. Right now, they assign it to you at birth. All these little children have a Social Security number. So that's a point that I don't think he's ever looked closely at. The other thing I wanted to mention is he's really confused about what this person thing means. So I'm going to give you several examples that are in our system today. Okay, in the Federal Registry Act of the United States in 1935, they define a, quote, person, unquote, means an individual, partnership, association, or corporation. Now, it would be foolish to think that individual means a living man and woman. It does not. Those are all legal entities, okay? Making a living man or woman a legal entity called a corporation denies the fact that they are living and they breathe and they make decisions. They are not fictions. but they need that straw man fiction to set up their money system. Okay, another example is UCC Article 1, General Provisions, Section 1-201, General Definitions, Number 27, quote, persons, unquote, means an individual, corporation, business trust, estate, trust, partnership, limited liability company, association, joint venture, government, governmental subdivision, agency, or instrumentality, public corporation, or any other legal or commercial entity. Nowhere in that group is there anything that comes close to representing a living man or woman, because that's not what these provisions are written for. Let's go to California. In California, the state that recently passed SB 277, eliminating vaccine exemptions so that all parents now feel they must have their child fully vaccinated to get their child registered to go to school. Okay? So, California statute, Government Code Section 1-26, number 17, quote, person, unquote, includes any person, firm, association, organization, partnership, limited liability company, business trust, corporation, or company. Now, why anyone would assume that that means in that group a living boy or a living girl befuddles me. You cannot put a living boy or living girl in the same category as a business trust, a limited liability company. To me, this is just so logical. It amazes me that more people don't see it. Okay, we're going to take a break, and callers, when we come back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.